into the school someday and that happens to you. It is impossible and unnecessary for me to present Billy Graham to any audience. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Graham. Dr. McCall, Dr. Bird, Mr. Aiken, after the address that you have just heard from Mr. Aiken, I think he belongs in any academic procession. I have only three things to say. On behalf of the Board of Trustees of 21 men of our organization, we present this material to Southern Seminary for three purposes. First, to glorify God. The scripture says, I will not share my glory with another. And the thing that my wife and I and members of our Board of Trustees and our team have been concerned about is that these rooms will not glorify a man or a team, but that will glorify God. Secondly, to provide research facilities for students who may be studying the assets and deficits of mass evangelism. We have had a number of men who are working and have already received their doctorates at various universities on some phase of our work. Why there should be that much interest in the work that has been done is always an amazement to us. But we saw an increasing interest as the years have moved along. And we believe that mass evangelism, though not as effective as other types of evangelism, has a place in the Christian church. And we believe that research and facilities for research will bring about a continual interest in the method of mass evangelism for years to come. Thirdly, to provide inspiration and challenge in the field of evangelism. It is our prayer that this deposit of material might be of inspiration and challenge to students and generations to come as to the power of God in the mid-20th century. That they may see that the message of the first century has been used effectively in the 20th century, and that people have listened, representing many languages and all races, that this has been a period of unprecedented religious inquiry. And we believe that this will have some small contribution to make to the life of this great institution in years to come. And to Dr. Bird for the part that he has played, to Mr. Aiken and his family for their generous gift, to Dr. McCall and the faculty and trustees of Southern Seminary, our humble appreciation for the privilege that is ours to present this material to you tonight. And as a symbol of that material, I hold in my hand a Bible. It's very musty. The pages are torn. It looks like the rats have gotten to it. But it says, presented to Billy Frank, May 15th, 1936, on his graduation day, by Mother, my first Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And it was from this Bible that I preached my first sermon, made my first teenage marking. Job said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. The psalmist said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The psalmist again said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. 10 years ago, I was not certain about this book. I had many doubts about it. I opened it one day and I said, oh God, there are many mysteries here that I cannot comprehend, nor can I understand. But I accept this as thy word by faith, that this book is inspired of God and contains God's message for this hour. This book became a rapier in my hand. And I've had the privilege of preaching this gospel on every continent. I've preached it in steaming jungles, and I've preached it in desert places. And I've preached it in the great walled canyons of New York. And I've preached it in the parks and stadiums of Britain. And I've seen God use this message from this book to transform the hearts and the lives of men. And as a symbol and as a token of that material that is already here and the vast amounts that are still to come, I want to present this Bible to Dr. McCall on behalf of my family as a symbol of what we believe has been part of the secret of whatever God has done in our life.
Surely, those tender ties of affection of mother and child have all times thrust the Bible deep into the conscience and the awareness of men and women. And I think that among the most precious things that we may have in symbolical meaning, we're in the Billy Graham room, will be this Bible. Dr. Graham and Mr. Aiken, on behalf of the faculty and trustees of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, I accept the generous gift of the Billy Graham Room and the Billy Graham Collection, which are to be part of the James Pettigrew Boyce Centennial Library. I'm happy that the room and furnishings to house the Billy Graham Collection are the gift of Mr. and Ms. Aiken and their children. Ties of personal friendship bind me to this family across the years, going back to my days as a fellow college student with one of the sons of this family. I've already said to Ms. Aiken that I have an agreement with O.S. Aiken that I will not tell what I know about him if he will not tell what he knows about me, apropos of your story, Mr. Aiken. This gift continues the South Carolina rootage of so much that is good in the life of Southern Seminary. It is significant that the layman's interest in mass evangelism should be symbolized for all future generations by this gift, which makes it possible to perpetuate the impact of Billy Graham's witness for future generations of ministers of the gospel. We rejoice that Billy Graham has such a sense of history as to accede to our urgent request that he collect the records and materials of his ministry and preserve them for the future in one place. Needless to say, we are happy that the place chosen by him is the library of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. This choice underscores his own commitment as a Baptist minister. But both he and Mr. Aiken have wisely insisted that access to these materials shall be equally available to all servants of the gospel. This is in harmony with the purpose of the founders of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, who in 1858 embedded in its perpetual charter that the, quote, seminary shall not make any charge for tuition to persons of any denomination of Christians studying or preparing for the ministry, unquote. It is significant that Billy Graham has chosen a theological seminary as the repository of these materials, that they may be readily accessible to those preparing for the ministry of tomorrow. Thus, it is not a shrine which is here established. All honor would we gladly give to our colleague in the ministry who has been so mightily used of God. But he and his lovely wife, Ruth Bell Graham, have been most insistent that glory be given to God and not to the man God chose to use. In a long-distance telephone conversation with Ruth Graham, which dealt with the propriety of including in this collection the many plaques and awards and mementos which have been presented to Billy Graham by the heads of states, various communities, and many different groups, she made what may seem to be a strange suggestion. She proposed that the collection should also include a rough piece of concrete from the sidewalk in Tampa, Florida, where Billy Graham first preached on a street corner.